This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Nepal Communist Party postpones its standing committee meeting till Friday. 32 coronavirus infected persons return home from Parbat and Banki districts today. And Human Rights Watch reports discovery of at least 180 bodies in Burkina Faso. Now the news in detail. The standing committee meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party scheduled for today has been postponed till Friday. Nepal Communist Party Publicity and Publication Department Deputy in Charge Surya Thapa informed that the meeting has been rescheduled at 11 a.m. on Friday. The meeting has been postponed since the discussion among the top leaders is underway to iron out differences and keep the party unity intact. On the matters related to the party and government coordination, Nepal Communist Party Chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and another chair, Puspa Kamal Dal Prachanda, are daily holding discussions to resolve the disputes seen in the party. The recovery rate of coronavirus infection in Nepal has a positive progress as no more people combating the virus is exciting in the recent days. As of yesterday, 7,499 people returned home after complete recovery from the infection, which is 46.38% of the total infected cases. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, Nepal has witnessed 16,168 coronavirus cases, while 35 persons lost their lives due to the virus infection as of yesterday. 23 coronavirus infected persons have returned home after recovery in Parbat district today. According to Medical Superintendent of Parbat Hospital, Dr. Sisir Devkota, 23 people were discharged from the hospital after recovery. Likewise, 9 coronavirus infected persons who were undergoing treatment at primary health center isolation wards in Banki have returned home after recovery today itself. According to corona focal person Norris Trista, 7 from Bajnath Rural Municipality and 2 persons from Kohulpur Municipality were discharged from the hospital following recovery. A landslide that occurred due to incessant rainfall has displaced 8 families of Shayal Rural Municipality to in Doti district. According to District Police Office Doti Chief SP Dilip Singh Deva, the rain triggered landslide on Sunday rendered 40 members of the 8 families displaced from their settlement. The displaced family members are now forced to live under tent. Nor Bahadur Oli, one of the landslide survivors, said the local government should immediately make arrangement of safe residence for the displaced family members. He also informed that as many as 60 households of the village are at risk of landslide. A zoological park is to be constructed in the Baglung municipality in Baglung, and the infrastructure is said to be the model one across the country. State Assembly legislator Indra Lal Sakura said the purpose of building the park is to conserve wildlife available in local community forest and to promote local tourism. Mayor Janak Raj Podel said the municipality has already secured the budget to kick off the project and the government has been requested for the allocation of required budget. The Meteorological Forecasting Division of Nepal has said that the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country today. The division said there is possibility of light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Province 5 and Sudur Paschim Province are also forecasted. Similarly, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. At least 180 bodies have been found in common grave in Jibo, a town in the north of Burkina Faso. Human Rights Watch, HRW, said in a report released on Wednesday that the killings were probably carried out by government forces. It called for the government to hold those responsible to account. The Burkina Faso government told HRW, it would investigate the claims. Minister Burkina Faso Defense Momina Sherif Sai said the killings could have been committed by armed groups using stolen army uniforms and logistic equipment. The Australian state of Victoria has confirmed 134 new cases of coronavirus in the past 24 hours. The state's borders were closed and it moved to impose a six-week lockdown in Melbourne. Australia's coronavirus emergency cabinet is to consider limiting the number of citizens and residents allowed to return to the country following a spike in cases in Melbourne. Health authorities say many of the cases have been tracked back to hotels where people who had returned from overseas were being quarantined. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there are no plans to reimpose coronavirus restrictions across the country after the Melbourne outbreak prompted the closure of state borders and a city-wide lockdown. Meantime, panic buying has hit supermarkets in Melbourne and Victoria again ahead of the lockdown. U.S. President Donald Trump has formally moved to withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization, WHO. The president had made its intention clear in late May, accusing the WHO of being under China's control in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Despite calls from the EU and others, he said he would pull out of the UN agency and redirect funds elsewhere. He has now notified that UN and Congress of his intentions, although the process could take at least a year. Stephane Dujarric, spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, confirmed the US had notified it of its withdrawal effective as of 6 July 2021. Trump accused China of pressurizing the WHO to mislead the world about the virus without giving evidence for his allegation. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Communist Party postpones its standing committee meeting till Friday. 32 coronavirus-infected persons return home from Parbat and Banke districts today, and Human Rights Watch reports discovery of at least 180 bodies in Burkina Faso. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal Odisha. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and stay safe.